after the press conference, the press descended on the mayor, asking him, how come we don't have more police on the street? Honest to God, they hit him with that. They hit him hard. How come there's not more police on the street? Because of the violence. And the mayor got mad. Let me repeat that. The mayor of this city got mad that people were asking him about more police on the street. You know, I remember a guy that if the media had asked, would you put more state police on the highways of Indiana to protect Hoosiers? He always said yes. I remember a guy that said, Drew, I think he's on line four, if we need more soldiers to protect our world, he would have said we need more soldiers. Now, you know, he's been in Washington, but just like LeBron James came home to Ohio, maybe Evan Bayh getting ready to come home, back home again to Indiana. He's on our live line. Senator, how you doing?
Amos, I'm doing better now that I'm talking to you. By the way, I'm kind of curious to know what a rain garden is, too.
$10 million in tax money to help build a rain. But see, that's one of the problems we got in this city, and I understand your good buddy, who has been serving the great people of this part of the state, the southern part of Indiana, in our Justice Department as our U.S. attorney, has decided he's going to retire at the end of the month. Now, he can't say anything about that because, you know, he's a dedicated public servant. But you might – you know anything about this?
Well, Amos, I had the privilege of recommending Joe Hogsett to president 4 years ago to be our U.S. attorney, and I was delighted that Joe – said yes, and I was delighted the president said yes, and he's just done a fantastic job. We've had more violent criminals put behind bars over the last 4 years than during any other four-year period. He's had some high-level public corruption cases that will make our government more honest. He's been very active in trying to strike out at those who would be predators against our children over the internet and otherwise. So I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank him for his public service, and I hope that he'll continue to serve the people of our community in some capacity.
How does it – I know, you know, you're currently commuting between Washington and New York, and you're out there on the East Coast, but you're commuting to cities –
By the way, Amos, I'm on 37 North here today. I've been in Bloomington all morning. So I'm home.
You're home.
I'm here.
You're like LeBron. But here's the deal. New York has reduced its crime. Washington, D.C., that used to be 15, 20, 25 years ago, the murder capital, one of the murder capitals of this country, they've reduced their crime. We have cities that are working on it. Indianapolis is not, and I know you remember as you were leaving the governor's office, we were having that problem here in Indianapolis with our murder rate spiking up. You got any, you know, in the places you talk to and the leaders you talk to around our country, you got any ideas what we can do?
Well, I think you put your finger on it, Amos. Community policing, you know, presence on the streets. No, you know, that's the short run answer. You know, longer run, obviously there are things that lead to lawlessness and crime we have to tackle as a society. Those take a matter of years, but I think, you know, having more uniformed officers out there, visible presence, lends a feeling of security, and it also lets the bad guys know they're not gonna away with it. I remember we had a terrible problem up in Gary back in the day, and we literally sent in about 60 uniformed state police officers. I marched into town with them, and we were there for several months to get the situation stabilized, let Gary try and get a grip on the situation. And so, you know, that visible presence really had an impact. Now, you may not be able to do something quite that dramatic, but it, you know, I think you put your finger on it. We're going to need an intelligent plan to try and get a more visible police presence on the streets of Indianapolis that will reassure the law-abiding citizens, and hopefully it will deter the guys who are thinking about breaking the law.
So now I know you're in Bloomington, you're driving on the highway, you're doing 65, you're doing the legal speed limit. And I understand, Nick and Bo, they're now in college, are about to graduate college. Boy, we're both getting old.
Well, we are getting old, Amos, but not quite that old. They graduated high school a few weeks back, so we're dropping them off at college in about 5 weeks, and which is hard for me to believe. It seems like they were, little babies just yesterday when we brought them home from St. Vincent's Hospital, and, you know, we lived in the governor's residence for a year and a half, and then over on Washington Boulevard there, about 49th and Washington. And, you know, now they're both taller than me.
Oh, Lord.
Unfortunately, because they got some of their mother in them, they're both better than me.
Mm-hmm. So now you're going to have an empty house.
Yeah,
They're off to college. Indiana, we still got a reasonable cost of living. You saw how Northeast Ohio welcomed LeBron back home. You thinking about it?
Well, Amos, I'm flattered you'd ask. Here's my deal. I've got 5 more weeks with my boys, and we're really trying to just spend as much time with them as we can. As I said, we're dropping them off on August the 24th, and then Susan and I are going to sit down and talk about the future. We still own a home in Indianapolis, always have, always will. And, there may be people who, I think your question is perfectly understandable, but frankly, I'm just not focused on politics right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start thinking about the next chapter of our lives when we come home to that quiet house and the boys are off in college, and that'll be toward the end of next month.
Depending on what your friend Joe Hogsett decides to do, and I know he's going to keep his cards very close to the vest, and he's going to stay, for totally professional in his responsibility until he stops getting that federal check at midnight on the 31st. But from where you sit looking at our capital city from a distance, it's almost seemed to me, and I've said this on the air and I've said this in print, that we don't have the leadership in this city that we used to have, whether it was Dick Lugar or Bill Hudnut or even Steve Goldsmith or even Bart Peterson. We don't have somebody at the top of the pyramid saying, here's where we need to go, folks, follow me. You feel that way? I mean, I know you're sitting back and looking at it from a distance.
Well, as you know, I knew the privilege of knowing all those gentlemen, all those mayors, worked with all of them, was friendly with all of them. Bart Peterson, particularly close friend of mine, I think of him every time I see a world-class airport, every time I see Lucas Oil, every time I see the other things that happen on his watch, and all the others made important contributions as well. I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing negative to say about our current mayor, and the way you posed the question would lead itself to a critical answer, but let me just say this. I do think we got a lot of good things in our city, but I think we can be even better. And so whoever our next leader is, I think they've got to have a plan to grow the economy, try and have the best school system we can have, to keep the city coffers in excellent shape. By the way, your listeners might be interested to know, and I don't know what he's going to decide. That's going to be, as you pointed out, up to him to decide after July 31st. But every year, Joe Hogsett was U.S. attorney, the spending in his office went down.
Mm.
So you're keeping a firm rein on the expenditures and so forth. But if we're going to do all those things, Amos, people got to feel safe on the streets.
Right.
They're only going to invest money in our community, hire workers in our community. Kids are only going to feel safe going to school, et cetera, if we tackle this crime problem. So I do think whoever our next leader's going to be is going to have a thoughtful approach to and an effective approach to dealing with that. Because, if you're not safe, everything else is kind of second priority. And my own view, and you're going to have to hear from him about this, but having spent the last 4 years doing what he's been doing, you couldn't ask for somebody with a better level of experience in focusing on crime and trying to keep things safe than someone like Joe Hogsett.
Finally, Senator, I hear every potential Democratic candidate running every office from county sheriff all the way up to the presidential contenders keep sending you fruit baskets, presents, cards, singing carolers, hoping that you can break out some of that campaign money that you're sitting on. Is that really true?
Huh. Well, I do have a lot of good friends. I'd like to think it was my winning personality. But I would say this, Amos, I've given away $2 million in the last 3 years, and I've been the most generous person to political activities here in the state of Indiana as a member of the Democratic Party. So I've been trying to help people. I do face some legal restrictions on what I can do, but within the restraints of what I'm allowed to do, I've tried to be very generous. And in fact, have given away, actually it's more than $2 million.
Do those legal restraints, does that restrain you from donating to any municipal candidates in this country?
They do. and I wanted to be more helpful to Melina Kennedy, who was a friend of mine the last time she ran, or, you know, my dear friend, you know, Fred Nation, who I was able to help a little bit, but not nearly as much as I wanted because of the prohibitions against so-called pay-to-play restrictions, which understandably limit some of the contributions that could be given to state and local candidates. Without getting into the weeds too much, they do limit what I can do in that regard.
That's amazing. The Koch brothers can get away with murder, and you got to work with a straitjacket. That doesn't sound right.
Huh. Well, I can help federal candidates, and I have done that.
Okay. So
they don't apply there. But, the law is what the law is, Amos, and so we got to all obey it. But, getting back to the point, he's worked hard for 4 years, and I wanted to take this opportunity to thank him for being a hardworking public servant. And at this moment in time, I can't imagine a higher priority than fighting crime and trying to keep the streets safe. And he's been very successful in trying to help us do that.
Senator Evan Bayh, it's always an honor to talk to you. Now we got to have you come to the studio. Give your best to Susan, and more importantly, good luck to the twins, because they better get all A's.
Well, if they do, Amos, that's because they got a lot of their mama.
Senator Evan Bayh, thanks very, very much.
Take care, man.
All righty. 239-1310. 239-1310. Drew, that came awful close to an endorsement, didn't it? See, you were ready to be up for Hogshead right then and there, weren't you? We'll see what the audience has to say about that. It's After News with Amos After Deeds.